Both otters did, their own food forgotten as they observed Porty with fascination. In rapid order, a full apple pie, a plate of dried fruits, a big pitcher of strawberry fizz, and an enormous carrot and mushroom pasty were devoured by the insatiable hare. Mopping up the gravy from the pasty with half a crusty loaf, Porty eyed his neighbour's plate covetously.
I say, old lad, if you can't tackle that measly bowl of pear crumble, then chuck it along this way, what?
Ruddle shook his head in admiration.
What a beast! Come on, mate, we've got to meet that furry feed bag!
After breakfast, Sunflash went up to the bedchamber window, where he stood with Sabretash and Colonel Sandgall. They viewed the rain-swept beach and the saturated hordes gathered round their sputtering fires amid the rocks. Polishing his monocle, the colonel twitched an ear to the sky.
Good old rain, what? Nothing like it for dampening vermin spirits. Give them a chance to reconsider their belly position. Wet and worried, I'd say, by the look of the blighters.
Sabretash clapped paw to the hilt of his fighting blade.
Mayhap, sir. But what about when the jolly old precipitation ceases? What then?
The colonel stared at him blankly.
Precipitation ceases? Explain yourself, Laddiebuck.
Sabretash gave Sunflash a quick wink.
Begging your pardon, sir. I mean, what happens when the rain stops?
The Badger Lord answered before Sandgall had a chance to.
We attack! Leave the bare minimum of defenders at the mountain here. The rest of us put on full battle gear and take the fight to the enemy. This is the best chance we'll have. Our numbers are bolstered by shrews, otters and squirrels.
Squinching the monocle into his cheek, Sandgall agreed.
Excellent plan, my lord. Just about to suggest it myself.
The wraith was directly below the broad window ledge. He lay breathless in the rain, listening to what was going on. A quick peek reassured him that Sunflash was standing close to the window space. The weasel planned to make his move as soon as he regained his wind and felt fit enough for a burst of speed. Drawing the poisoned stone blade, he sheltered it carefully against the rain with his paw. All it would take was a quick leap onto the window sill and a swift strike at the unsuspecting badger. Chuckling and chortling, Falrig and Ruddle came bounding into the bedchamber. They dashed about, searching frantically in the nooks and corners. Sunflash could not help smiling at the two funsters.
Excuse me, you two frog frighteners, but what are you doing chasing around my bedchamber, eh?
Between gusts of laughter, they explained.
You should have seen old Porty's face.
We pulled the old rock cream trick on him.
Aye, we told him that otter rock creams were the most delicious thing any beast had ever tasted. So that greedy Porty couldn't wait to get his paws on some.
Right. Then we nips out to the kitchens and covers a few rocks with meadow cream. Otter rock cream, see?
Sunflash stifled a chuckle.
He didn't eat any, surely.